Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tramp. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group and CA in Zuchus of Rivka Bela Bas Nechama Shifra and in honor of Rabbi Tramp. We now move on in the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch to a new section of halacha. This is about eating before the meal. The next few sections are going to be about eating meals. And so we're going to build up by talking about before the meal, then Antilas Yodayim, then the Seuda, Hamoitzi, all kinds of ideas which relate to eating in Judaism. Our halacha is a very short one. It's Siman Lamed Tes, the 39th chapter in the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch, and it describes if one eats before the meal and the brachas that are associated with that as well. This usually comes up in situations where one is eating or snacking haphazardly, or one has a Kiddush on Shabbos in one's house, and then one moves into the meal. Let's just go take a brief look at the background. There are just three basic premises. Number one is that before one eats something, one needs to say a bracha rishona, a bracha which precedes the food. When one finishes eating, one needs to say a bracha achrona, a bracha after eating. And the third concept is that food that is eaten during the course of a meal, where there is bread at the beginning, the bread, the hamoitzi at the beginning of the meal, will cover most of the brachas in the meal, and the birkas hamazon at the end of the meal will cover most of the brachas that would need to have been made out of the context of that meal. Those are the three basic premises. The question now becomes is if one eats something before the meal, which is not bread, does one make a bracha finishing that snack, that kiddush, and then start the meal? Or does one say that it is like it is part of the meal, because one will continue eating items like it during the meal, and then one can rely on the birkas hamazon to cover it? We're going to look at three basic cases. Case number one is eating something which is mezonos, a grain product. The number two is wine and liquor. And then we're going to look at the case of fruit and vegetables or snacks before the meal. Let's jump straight in. First case is the case of eating mezonos. So you're eating cake, you can eat kichel before your meal. You say barei min mezonos beforehand, what should you do? So the details of this case are whether one ate mezonos during the meal or not, meaning whether or not one's going to continue to have cake or lokshen kugel, anything which is mezonos the meal or not. The halacha is the same, and that is the halacha is one does not need to make a bracha achrona before eating the meal. Meaning, because the bread will cover, the birkas hamazon is going to cover anything in the meal, and if there were to be mezonos in the meal, that would be covered. So even the food which is eaten beforehand is seen as in a certain sense, a part of the meal just before the meal. And therefore, one does not need to make a bracha achrona before entering the meal, and the birkas hamazon will cover it as well. That's the logic of it as well. The limitation would be to this, is if one ate mezonos and then had a long break between the kiddush and the meal, then one would need to say bracha av ala mechia beforehand. So if one eats at shul, as an example, or one eats at home, and then one comes home, or one eats at home, and then there's a break, or one takes a walk, or there's an extended break of more than half an hour, then inside that situation, one should say ala mechia and then start the meal, because those are seen as two separate meals. That's case number one. Case number two is really broken into two parts, wine before the meal and liquor before the meal. So let's say one wants to drink wine before the meal. This sometimes happens when one has friends over, one has a little bit of wine, or let's say one is having kiddush before the meal. So what should one do? So the halacha is that it's best not to drink before the meal, unless one plans on drinking after the meal and saying a bracha achrona or ala gefen after the meal as well. The logic of this is because there is a debate as to whether the wine before the meal is considered a build-up to appetize oneself for the meal, or whether it's considered to be independent of the meal. Thus, there's a doubt as to whether one can really say a bracha achrona on that wine before the meal, but there's also a doubt as to whether birkas hamazon covers it, which makes one can't really say ala gefen at the end of that kiddush, that snack before the meal. And one isn't sure that the birkas hamazon is covering, so one's left in no man's land. So either one doesn't have wine before the meal, or if one does, one should have wine after the meal and say ala gefen, which would cover that first drinking as well. Of course, an easy way to resolve this is if the kiddush is distant from the meal. So if one's having kiddush at shul, or for even one's having kiddush at home, one has a break before the meal, then one would be able to say ala gefen, have a break, and then start the meal, and those would be disconnected. Third case is liquor before the meal. Very similar. So one wants to drink liquor, schnapps, before the meal. So in this case, the halacha is it's best to drink less than a kazayas, which is about 0.6 fluid ounces or 17.3 milliliters. And in this case, one would not necessitate a bracha achrona not to enter this case of safek. If one did have more,
one would not say a bracha achrona because of the safek brachas lahakel, where we would treat brachas in a doubt in a case of dugo being lenient as well. The logic is that one, if one has less than the kazayas, then one is not obligated to have a bracha achrona, and one does not enter into the case of doubt. Finally, the third case is fruits or vegetables before the meal. So one wants to eat, you know, one says a vegetable dip, some fruit before the meal. So in this case, it doesn't make a difference whether it's fruit that, generally speaking, fruit that you do say borei priya eitz in the meal, even after eating hamoitzi, or vegetables which you don't say borei priya adama in the middle of the meal. In both of those cases, the halacha says the kitzur is it's best to have them before the meal only, say the bracha achron of borei nefashos rabbois, and then not to have them during the meal. And therefore, they're considered as separate from the meal. The problem is that if one has them during the meal, then it's like they're connected. And if they're connected, then one would not have a bracha achrona in the middle. If one forgot to say bracha achrona on them, it's best to not eat them in the meal, to have them only after the meal, and say the bracha achrona or brei nefashos after the meal, which would go back on that which one ate beforehand as well. The Mishnah Berurah disagrees and views it slightly differently. He says, if it's something which does not need a bracha during the meal, so let's say vegetables as an example, potatoes, whatever one's having, orange juice, you know, those kind of things that would not require bracha during the meal, then one should say a bracha achrona before the meal because one wants to separate the two activities. But if it's something which requires its own bracha in the meal, like borei priya eitz, a fruit, then in that situation, if one has it before the meal, because one will not need to say borei priya eitz when one's in the middle of the meal, it's considered connected to it, and will not need to say a bracha achrona before the meal, because those two eatings are connected by the fact that it obviates the bracha during the meal, which would have otherwise been necessitated. And therefore, one should be able to have no bracha achrona grow straight into the meal in this case. Now, if you're feeling confused, this is confusing. These are very confusing cases. There are three different categories we looked at. We looked at having bezonos before the meal, which is considered like part of the meal. We saw having wine or schnapps before the meal, which is not considered part of the meal, requiring its own bracha achrona or a sofek, and therefore avoiding that situation. It'd be better to create a break or to have less than the shear. And then the case of fruits and vegetables, where it may depend on whether it requires its own bracha in the meal, if it's connected to the meal. The reflection that one has when understanding this is that Judaism is the ultimate stop sign to inertia. Human beings like to live in neutral. They like to live with inertia and just keep on going down the stream of life without any interruptions or thinking too much. They want to habituate most of their actions and not have to expend energy. Judaism keeps stopping us. It keeps telling us to think, what are we doing? Why are we doing? How much are we doing? What is the focus of what we're doing? What is the goal? That's what Judaism is trying to do. And brachas are a classic example. Here a person just wants to basically spend their time with an IV of snacks, and going straight into their veins. No, that's not how Judaism works. Judaism is, if you want to think about what are you eating, how much are you eating, what are you going to be doing after this, and therefore what bracha do you need to do to acknowledge what you're absolutely doing. Is there a beginning? Is there an end? That is the complete opposite of consumer society which surrounds us, which asks and begs of us just to do whatever we feel, eat whatever we see. And Judaism is a polemic against this as well. So this is exemplified in these complex halachas that we looked at today. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.